This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing here with Willard and Dibs and bringing on one of our absolute favorites because, let's be real, the San Francisco Giants have raised eyebrows. There's no doubt about it. So that and more, joining us on the River Islands guest line, Tim Kirkjian of ESPN. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great. I mean, baseball out here doing a little bit better than certainly we thought it would. But so I'll kind of skip by the surprise level you have for the Giants and more ask you, I think, the question that Giants fans have right now. What is the sustainability of what they've done so far?
I think they're a contender for the wild card in the National League, and it is a stout National League right now. I got a good look at the Giants this spring training. I really like what I saw. They played even better than I thought in a really difficult division where we haven't seen the best of the Diamondbacks. The Padres are in a little slide. They're going to get better. The Dodgers are a monster when everybody's healthy. But the Giants are right there, and it's in part because their pitching is pretty darn good, as we kind of thought it would be. I didn't think Robbie Ray would be this good this year, but him, Logan Webb together, that's a pretty nice twosome to start. So I like where the Giants are right now, and I think they're going to start to hit. At least some of their guys who haven't hit yet are going to start to hit a little bit more. So I'm not suggesting they're the National League West champions. I'm not suggesting they're definitely going to make the playoffs, but I think they're a playoff contender, and I wasn't sure about that on, say, February the 15th, but I'm certainly more confident of that now that I've seen them play in spring training and now in the regular season.
In the mix for sure, but do you look at the pitching staff, and the bullpen's been fantastic, lights out, but now you won't have Justin Verlander for a couple of starts at least, and it looks like they're going to rely on some younger pitchers to come in and take the ball every fifth day. Is that an area where you would maybe have some concern about the sustainability, as Mark said, of the starting pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really good to this point. And even though Verlander hasn't won a game yet, he's been helpful. But he's going on the IL. And, you know, Hicks is now in the bullpen. So that's a bit of a setback because that didn't work out particularly well so far this year. So I think it just means that Robbie Ray and Logan Webb have to be this good, maybe even better continuing forward if they're going to remain a solid contender in, again, a very, very loaded National League. But, yeah, that's the one thing. But this is why the trade market comes up and the trade deadline comes up. And if the Giants are going to be serious contenders moving forward, they may have to go make a move. And Buster Posey knows all about what great pitching does. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't hesitate at all if they need a starting pitcher at the trade deadline. Maybe they'll go get one.
Okay, if you're going to bring up that idea of making a move, what do the Giants do about first base?
Well, Lamont Wade Jr. is hitting 173. That doesn't make any sense.
That's why I asked, yeah.
He's a much better hitter than that. And, you know, first base has been a big problem. I wrote a story about this in spring training, just how little production teams are getting out of first base. Last year, lowest batting average by first baseman since 1900. That's how unproductive first base was all around the major leagues. So yes, the Giants need to address that. And, you know, maybe they just put Wilmer Flores over there every day and say, you play every day there. But I don't think that's best for the team. They're going to have to get Wade going. And if that doesn't work, maybe they'll have to go get a hitter somewhere. But that's a little easier said than done.
What happened to first base, Tim? I mean, in the year that Fred McGriff, the crime dog, is going into the Hall of Fame, and you've got a Giants team that's contending with a guy hitting a .173, is first base the new catcher position where it's just not that important to be a big bopper anymore?
Yeah, the industry has changed the position. With all the shifting, you needed a really active, athletic first baseman. So we took, say, just one example, Luis Arraez, who's not a first baseman, but he is for the Padres but he's a second baseman playing first base. We've kind of lost track of the big, strong, slugging first baseman in the big leagues. I mean, look at Pete Alonso, who's off to a pretty darn good start. It took him a long, long time just to get a 2-year contract with the Mets. So the position has clearly changed, and the days of the big left-handed, you know, long, lanky John Olerud, Mark Grace, you know, Don Mattingly to a lesser degree, I think those days are over for the moment because the industry is looking to take somebody and just put them over at first base instead of being like a primary first baseman that we saw when Willie McCovey first came up.
Tim Kirkjian, ESPN, with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Tim, let's say a Giants fan stopped you on the street and said, hey, Willie Adames, this is not what we paid for. 646 OPS, this is not what we thought we were getting, but it's only 50 games in. What would you say to that fan?
I would tell that fan not to worry, because Willie Adames is better than a .214 hitter. He is a great teammate. He got so many big hits last year for the Brewers, all those 3-run homers that he hit. He's a tremendous clubhouse presence. The defense is not what the Giants, not what the Brewers had hoped it would be last year, but I don't think that has shown up quite so much. Look, I say this all the time, and I make too many excuses for big leaguers. This is the hardest game in the world to play. So he switches from one team to another, goes to a really big ballpark, gets a lot of money to do it. He puts a lot of pressure on himself that I'm the last piece that they needed to get us into the playoffs, and I think he's feeling that pressure. 50 games, there's a long, long way to go, and I think by the end of the season, Willie Adames will have been a very good player for the Giants.
They've got 4 of their 9 regulars hitting .220 or lower, and they don't have a lot of power. They're middle of the pack in terms of home runs in the major leagues. Is this offense sustainable the way you've got so many guys who feel like automatic outs and you don't have a lot of big power threats in the lineup?
Yeah, some things are going to have to change. I mean, Matt Chapman's hitting, .217 yep. Also. He's much better than that. You know, Patrick Bailey was really, he still gets big hits, but he's hitting .183 also. But again, fellas, we're in the most difficult hitting era maybe in major league history, and no excuses made for the Giants. But the league batting average is like .239 right now. There are all sorts of people who are struggling at the plate because the pitching they see, the stuff they see on a daily basis, is like nothing we've ever seen in major league history. Now, does that mean you just accept it? No, but you have to recognize that the pitching right now is really, really good. But if the Giants are going to make the playoffs, we talked about their starting pitching, but they're going to have to hit more than this. And the guys we talked about, Wade and Chapman and Adames and Bailey, all those guys are going to have to pick it up significantly if they're going to be the team that they need to be.
Does baseball need to change that, Tim? We had Mason Miller come in here over the weekend and throw 104, and batting averages are an all-time low. Does baseball need to do something, either with the mound or the distance, something to make it so it's easier to hit?
Well, they tried to do that with the changing of the shift rules to give you a little bit more space to hit a ball. But to me, the pitching, the stuff is so good right now that it is now up to the hitters to make the adjustment. The industry has told them for years and years and years, we don't care about a line drive single to the opposite field. We want you to hit a ball into...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The stands. We don't care about a hard ground ball single up the middle. We want you to pull one down the third baseline and get three runs in. Once the hitters recognize that their only chance is to start to make adjustments on their own, like hitters used to do in the big leagues 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that's their way out of this. But, you know, there's no, I'm totally against changing the dimensions of the mound. Because I think it's incumbent on the hitters now to say, all right, we're overmatched. We have to try something different. We have to put a ball in play more often. We have to hit the ball the opposite way once in a while, or even put down a bunt. That's what has to happen if we're going to raise the batting average and get more productive out of our hitters.
Tim, I want to go back to that pitching staff, because you said that, you know, Justin Verlander, as we know, is going on the injured list, and you sort of insinuated that the Jordan Hicks thing didn't work out because he's now in the bullpen. In the Giants' heart of hearts, what do you think they actually want? Do they want Verlander and Hicks really grabbing those spots and doing great, or do they want Hayden Birdsong and Kyle Harrison to come in and grab those spots?
Well, it's always better long-term to take younger pitchers, give them a job, and have them keep it. But we'll see. I mean, Hayden Birdsong is a really interesting pitcher who's had some success, a very small sample, in the bullpen and in the rotation. Harrison, of course, was a top prospect for several years. But if you're going to have Hicks and you're going to have Verlander on your team, then you need them to produce. And it's, and I'm not giving up on Jordan Hicks, not at all. It's just, I think this is temporary to the bullpen, and I think this is temporary for Verlander on the IL. But again, talking long-term, you want your young guys to step in, take a job, and then keep it for the next 5 years. We'll see if that happens with the Giants.
I was hoping Verlander could be the last pitcher to make a charge toward 300 career wins, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen with no wins so far through 2 months. Do you think that, Tim, anyone is ever going to get to 300 wins again?
Well, maybe someday, but I don't think it's going to come from any active pitcher, including Verlander. Again, we no longer value the victory like we used to. We no longer value our starting pitchers like we used to. We don't even give them a chance to win a lot of games because we're taking them out after 100 pitches or five innings or even less than that. We're not even letting them go in around three times in the order. So that's another thing that baseball, I believe, needs to look at long term, returning the value of the starting pitcher. And 300 wins, that's a huge, huge number, and I don't see anybody getting to that anytime soon.
Tim Kirkjian, ESPN, with us here, 95.7 The Game. All right, we've got 50 healthy games now of Jung-Hoo Lee in center field. What is your take on him as a major league player?
Well, he's a very good defensive player, which we know. But with the money that they gave him, he needs to be more of an offensive player, and I can see that coming. Again, a guy who came in last year, and before he could ever really get going, he got hurt and missed the rest of the year. He, like all young players, like all players who come from another country to play, need time to understand what they're up against. So I'm more than willing to give him a full season to see what kind of production he can bring. But he's got some pop, that's for sure. And we know he can play defense at center field. But so let's give him more than 50 games to see what he can do. If we're 100 games in or 150 games in, maybe we'll have to make another value guess there. But I think he's going to be a good player, and I think he's going to get better from here.
Tim, I also wonder if you'd take us a little bit behind the curtain in Major League Baseball with regard to what it means to have Buster Posey running this club. He's so revered here, but now that we're getting into his first season, I wonder if you can share, what are agents saying? What are other players and pundits from around the country? How has that changed the view of the franchise?
Well, I think it's a good move because of Buster Posey's obvious track record, 3 championships, and arguably the best player on 3 championship teams. And with a very soft touch and a very quiet voice, he came in and said, we need to do some things differently here. And that's where defense, starting pitching, and a bullpen step forward. And that's what they need to do, because that's how the Giants won 3 times with Buster Posey there. So I think most people around baseball are impressed with what he has done. And personally, and again, I'm 68 years old, but when I find a former player who's got a really good look at how a team should be built, I think that's a great idea. And the fact that I'm sure he is listening to all the people around him, all the advanced metrics people who have different ideas on doing things, they need to be listened to. But in the end, I'm going to trust a guy's eyes and ears who is someday, I believe, going to be in the Hall of Fame, but knows how to win because he played on 3 championship teams. I think the Giants are in good hands, and I think most people around baseball would agree with that.
Hey, Tim, real quick, did you expect the Dodgers to play better than this? Is it just an injury thing? Like, their pitching staff's not very impressive so far.
Well, Blake Snell is hurt,
yep,
and Tyler Glasnow is hurt, and all sorts of people are, and now Roki Sasaki is hurt. I never, ever bought into the Dodgers are going to win 120 games or 115 games. I still think they'll be the best team in baseball when October 1st rolls around, but it just shows you how difficult the game is to play. And when you get injured players, which every team gets every year, it's going to prevent any team from just running away and hiding. Those days are over given the injuries that everyone suffers, but I expect the Dodgers to get healthy. And I repeat, by October, I think they will be a really, really good team with great pitching.
And Tim, one other thing, just your perspective with so many years in the game. I think that Matt Chapman, now in his second year with the Giants, I think fans out here knew he was a great defensive player. You watch for a year and a half, and I'm like, oh, this is an all-time defensive player. What is your sort of perspective on that, and what's been your experience through the years? Where do you think he sort of sits?
Well, he's really, really good, and I've said a million times, the only way to really evaluate a defensive player is to watch him every single day, and that's what the Giants fans have had the pleasure of doing. You can't tell when you just come in for a 3-game series, because he might not have to make a play to his left or right or coming in. But you watch him every day, then you recognize by your eyes, maybe not even by metrics, whether a guy can do things. For me, and this is just my list, Brooks Robinson is the greatest third baseman, Nolan Arenado second, Scott Rolen's third, Adrian Beltre's fourth, Mike Schmidt's fifth. However, Matt Chapman is climbing that list really fast, because I'm not sure if I've seen a third baseman who throws better than him of all the third basemen I've seen. And he is really, really good defensively. So he'll climb more and more charts as we go along.
And is the arm more valuable now with speedier hitters, by and large, as opposed to the old, like, you know, DHs and, you know, Boog Powell shuffling up the line?
Yeah, and I watch him every time I see the Giants play. I watch him in infield or batting practice, and he stands on the outfield grass behind third base and throws from there. And when you can play that deep because your arm is that good, that helps your infield defense. Obviously, it helps your pitching staff that you have a third baseman that can throw like that, allowing him to play deeper and get to more balls. And it doesn't seem to matter where he catches it. His arm is strong enough to throw out the majority of players at first base.
I bet you didn't think Boog Powell was going to come up today on this conversation.
I just talked to him the other day. So Boog is an all-timer, yeah. And I grew up in Maryland, and Boog is one of the great great resources in the history of Oriole baseball. So, no, I didn't expect it, but I'm thrilled because Boog is an all-timer.
I wish I wasn't old enough to remember late Boog Powell when I was a kid, but I was trying to think of somebody who was maybe not fleet of foot as an example, and that's where I wound up, Tim.
Well, it's a good one. Earl Weaver once told me Boog Powell won the MVP. When Boog Powell won the MVP in 1970, he weighed 300 pounds.
Whoa.
I'm not sure I'm going to believe that, but I will tell you this. No matter what he weighed, he was very nimble on those feet, and he had great hands, and he was a really, really good hitter.
I would have gone Benji Molina. Partner went Boog Powell.
I'm an old soul,
that's
Tim.
That's the way it went, and that's how it went. So that's what we're doing. Tim, great to have you, man. Thanks so much.
All right, my pleasure, fellas. Thanks.
Tim Kirkton, ESPN, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. Yeah, I did not have Boog Powell on the bingo card, but there he was.
There he was.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Boog Powell, 20 career stolen bases.
Oh.
Buster Posey, 23.
Hey.
So Buster. Buster gets it done.
W for the real orange and black.
That's right.
Take that.
You couldn't throw Buster out.
How many did Benji Molina have?
I'll look at it, but what do you think? What would your guess be?
Benji Molina stolen bases?
Yes. Career?
7.
You're going to put it at 7?
7.
The answer is 3.
Yeah!
He got caught 7 times.
Okay. So he's trying.
Like 3 for 10?
He's trying. So I'm going to take that as a W. Like I think I came up with the slowest dude on planet Earth.
Yep.
Benji Molina. Good Lord. Remember that guy?
I mean, slow, right?
Just a bit.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't know Boog could run like that.
Well,
he stole 7 bases in 1968.
People used to steal bases.
Right.
Then people stopped stealing bases.
And so they had to make the base bigger.
Right.
Yeah. And I saw something over the weekend where, why didn't they make home plate bigger? And I do think that that's interesting. Like,
well, that would make it even harder to hit, wouldn't it?
Right. But as we get into robo umps, if you don't make the plate bigger, you're going to have a lot more walks because a lot of the strikes that you get now are not really strikes.
That might work both ways.
Good.
That might work both ways, you know? I don't know about the whole robo-ump thing.
Yeah, and Tim didn't like my idea about either moving the mound back or lowering the mound, and I don't want to make any changes. I like it the way it is.
It is pretty fundamental. Like, I get it. It's kind of, it'd be like, let's say people just get too tall someday, and the NBA's like, let's go 11 feet. Well, good Lord. Like, I mean, you fundamentally changed the entire game from what it was.
Right.
I think moving the mound or raising the mound would be that.
Well, you've done it before.
I know.
Like, you've lowered the mound before.
You've lowered it.
Right.
Yeah, you're not moving it out towards second base.
No. And Mason Miller throwing 104 for the A's.
I know. Like, no, it may get to the point where you got no choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be throwing a $110. It's like, ooh, change up 99 on the black. What?
We're not far from that already.
Right?
Yeah, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also by Lucky California, would love to get back to your phone calls. And portions of the Steve Kerr conversation that we had yesterday, you're going to hear that in about a half hour. 888-957-9570. We're talking about buyer's remorse based off of the idea of, you know what, as it's turned out, maybe Jonathan Kuminga just shouldn't have come here. Maybe the Warriors should not have selected Jonathan Kuminga. But if you want to take this toward Brock Purdy, or if you want to take this toward Willy Adames, in terms of buyer's remorse, how are you feeling about all that? 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. This is Willard and Dib.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When a cold has you down, it's the little comforts that lift you up. A warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a tissue that actually feels good on your skin. Infused with aloe, Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe provides a hint of cooling freshness to help your skin feel restored. So, whether your skin is feeling dry, chafed, or irritated, you're only one wipe away from helping it feel relieved. So, the next time you have a cold, get a hint of instant cooling relief with new Kleenex Cooling Plus Aloe for whatever happens next. Grab Kleenex.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
The month of May is Lupus Awareness Month. Lupus is a chronic disease that can cause inflammation and pain in any part of the body. It's an autoimmune disease with no known cause or cure. Signs and symptoms include joint pain, rashes, fever, extreme fatigue, chest pain, hair loss, and sensitivity to sunlight. Do you have any of these symptoms? Take the Could You Have Lupus quiz by visiting lupusgreaterohio.org or contact 1-888-NO-LUPUS for more information. Funded by the Ohio Commission on Minority Health.
When you think of hot, you might think about the tragic time you ate too much wasabi.
Oh, no.
Or about getting into your car on a summer day when it feels more like stepping into a sauna. But heat can work in your favor. Like during Verizon Red Hot Deal Days. Get hundreds of hot deals on all your favorites, like iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence, Apple Watch Series 10, and iPad. On any plan. Only until May 28th for new and existing customers. Offer available on my plan. Only at Verizon.